why would they put Aaron's staff in the ark instead of Moses' staff?
Because Moses' staff was no good. Aaron's staff had the power.
But didn't Moses part the Red Sea with his staff and his arm?
Yeah, and he got fucked up, and he went up there, and the people were worshiping Baal, and he got the Ten Commandments, the orders, and he came down, and he, what the motherfucker do? He broke some. Then he was a, not to mention, he was a lascivious murderer. That's the rest of the story, because he killed the damn in bondage. He killed the taskmaster. He did all that. Meanwhile, he cheated his way into the house of Potiphar in the first damn place, because when he went in the bulrushes, he got sideways and was scooped up and snuck his way into the inner chambers. So he's not quite so indubitably endeaned with all this sacrificial power. He's also the motherfucker that smoked the stone with his staff when he was strictly forbade not to.
Right.
Specifically told not to, and he did it anyway, which unearthed a great huge shift, one that you're paying the price for to this day because of his ineffectual tenacity of bow-cowing to the damn people that was running around poking shit up his ass when he could just left the thing alone and it would have been fine. But no, so much so that he wasn't even allowed to cross the River Jordan to go to the Promised Land at all. He had to lay his mantle down and give it away. Oh, you know, he was all fucked up.
Okay, but Ion, I would counter that with when I went back and reread the whole Mount Sinai section again. And, you know, Aaron actually facilitated the building of
the Baal. He built Baal. They told him to. He was the worker bee.
Yeah, but he collected all the golden rings and gold, and he molded.
They brought those out of Egypt. They were sitting at the foot of Mount Sinai when he went to get the 10 suggestions.